In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A rich man was giving a great banquet for his friends. But those invited refused to come. So he decides to invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. They enter the banquet hall, but there is still plenty of room. So he decides to invite everyone who wants to come in. The parable of the Great Supper can be understood in a spiritual sense as the Catholic Church, the Kingdom of God. The man who invites his friends to the supper represents the Lord himself, who invites all to enter his kingdom, his church. He first invites the Jews, his elected people. But his invitation is rejected. They are not interested. So his invitation goes on to all men to come to the Catholic Church, especially to the Eucharistic banquet. And 3 days after Corpus Christi Thursday and procession, this parable resounds in our souls on a very special way. That banquet is the 7 sacraments, especially the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which offers grace and salvation to all. Anyone who has ever given a dinner or a party will recognize the disappointment felt by the man in today's Gospel. You invite people, they agree to come, you clean your home, you buy food and drink, you spend time cooking, and then the phone rings and the excuses begin to roll in. In our time, you don't hear, of course, about the farm or the oxen, but the friends seem to have equally lame excuses. The supper being given in today's parable is much more important than a social event. It is an invitation to eternal salvation. God desires the salvation of all souls. Men and women are created in his image and likeness. If we receive his advances towards us, we can become the adopted children of God. He does not want us to perish in hell. Only we, ourselves, send us there when we reject his invitation. Jesus knew very well that the guest would refuse this invitation, and that from the Jewish people, the invitation would pass on to the Gentiles, the other nations on earth. Jesus knew that this divine invitation would be spread far and wide by the apostles and their successors. We are going to celebrate Saint Peter and Paul, the 2 columns of the Universal Church, this Saturday. And so, for us, it is time to check what we do with God's invitation. It's time to see that we do not always do a very good job of keeping our appointments with him. We have been invited to join our Lord by keeping his commandments. When our souls are in the state of mortal sin, it is very much like attending a party with stinky, dirty clothes and muddy shoes. We dishonor the host by our bad condition. We have been invited to join our Lord informally each day in prayer. How do we respond? Do we pray? Is our daily prayer, in our daily prayer, do we have a heart-to-heart conversation with God? Do we spend time with Him every day? We have been invited to join our Lord formally, for formal occasions, when He renews the sacrifice of His cross on the holy altar. Do we attend Mass because we love God, or only because we are obliged to? When was the last time we attended Mass when it was not a day of obligation? When was the last time we stayed in church to adore the Blessed Sacrament? The Divine Host, the Lord, is a very generous host. He gives plenty of graces, sacraments, but also sacramentals. The rosary, many scapulars, novena prayers, the miraculous medals, just to name a few sacramentals. There are many. Do we cherish and use the sacramentals He gives to us through His church? If our answers to these questions are the wrong ones, we understand that even among the baptized people, we find those who leave before the supper is served. Indeed, we have been invited to the supper of the Lamb. So, what are we to do in order to be assured a seat at God's holy supper? We shed all of those pitiful, lame excuses for turning down God's invitation to holy life. Let us not leave our Lord Jesus Christ waiting in an empty hall. Rather, we join Him frequently in prayer, at Mass, in personal visits, in making use of His sacramentals. Jesus desires us to be His close friends and confidant. And this is the center of the Feast of the Sacred Heart that the Church will celebrate this Friday. The heart of Jesus longs to our reply. He desires us to be His close friends and confidant. Let us not be like those who were called to the supper, who made excuses, and are now left without even a taste of divine life. We are all invited. Let us not refuse. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.